This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here in New York, we are preparing for the bomb cyclone. Oh, how I wish I was making that term up. But this major winter storm has already brought snow to Florida and Georgia and is threatening the East Coast with negative temperatures and nasty wind chill. Along with this could come a new record, the most natural gas used in a single day in the U.S. Yes, even more gas to heat our homes than the also awesomely named polar vortex of 2014. So how well are utilities set up to handle all this? Marketplace's Jed Kim has our story.
The U.S. shale oil juggernaut has been pumping, and early winter was warmish, so we aren't in danger of running out of natural gas. Mark Sadegan watches energy markets for Fitch Ratings. He says supplies are
very robust, and they have been for a while, and there's just sort of a wall of gas at relatively low prices that's available, assuming you have the infrastructure to get it out.
And there's not enough infrastructure to meet this peak demand in New England, which is far from shale gas supplies. John Larson is with the consultancy firm Rhodium Group.
There's only so much gas that can get through the pipes up to that region. And as a consequence, when you have a cold snap like this, you can see gas prices spike considerably, like a factor of 10.
Those spikes get passed on to ratepayers, though consumers' bills often even out when utilities' backup plans kick in. And utilities up north do plan for winter, storing gas underground, making advanced deals to get more, or import if necessary. But this crazy widespread cold snap?
When an event like this happens, it can go outside of their planning horizon.
Chris McGill is with the American Gas Association. He saw natural gas prices spike to 30 times their usual rate on the day after Christmas. That only lasted for a few hours as supplies were secured and prices settled. But continuing cold means we'll see more of that scrambling. Rhodium Group's John Larson lives in Massachusetts.
The worst is yet to come. Where I live, it's going to be a high of 1 degree on Saturday.
He expects ping-ponging natural gas prices, like the cold, to keep on for weeks. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.